Networking and marketing made simple is for you, the business owner that has a product, service, or message that you truly believe in. My name is Scott Aaron, and each week we'll take a behind-the-scenes look at real-world networking and marketing tactics while leveraging LinkedIn to get what you have in front of many more people. Thanks for spending time with me, and let's get started. Hey, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Networking and Marketing Made Simple. Super excited for today's episode. First and foremost, if anybody wants to start the process of optimizing their LinkedIn profile, all you have to do is go to my website, www.scottaaron.net. There'll either be a pop-up, or if you scroll down on the left-hand side, you can grab the free download there. I call it my perfect profile infograph. It's 6 steps to beginning the perfection process of your LinkedIn profile, which is the first step in really maximizing your efforts on there. Second reason is it's my first solo episode in a while. And what I wanted to go over today were 3 unique things that you can take advantage of within your LinkedIn profile. Now, some of these are features. Others are, I would say, maybe some unknown nuances within the LinkedIn profile. And I'm going to kind of walk you through it step by step. Those that are watching on YouTube, obviously, you're going to get a little bit of a tutorial as well, which is great. But I would advise you to just listen closely, take notes, or head over to my YouTube channel. It's just under Scott Aaron, and you can actually watch the video of this as well. So the first thing that I wanted to go over, which is, it's called the Profile Customize URL. So for those of you that don't know this, each one of us has the ability to customize our URL. So I'm on my profile right now. And if you were to just go to my profile, my profile customized URL is Scott Aaron Coach. So if I wanted to go directly to my profile on any browser, I would type in www.linkedin.com/IN for LinkedIn. /Scott Aaron Coach. So every single one of you can actually customize your profile URL. So how do you do that? So on the right-hand side, when you go to your, and I would advise you to do this on the desktop. If you were to go to your LinkedIn profile, on the right-hand side, you'll see an area that says public profile and URL. And if it's not customized, it'll say something like, like a bunch of numbers, .Scott.Aaron. It's like literally 18 characters long. It's not customized. And if you really want to maximize the SEO of your profile, where it will show up on search engines like Google, Yahoo, or Bing, you want to customize this. So what you're going to do is you're going to go to the section on the right-hand side where it says public profile and URL, and there's a little edit button. You're going to click on that edit pencil, and it's going to take you where you can edit your profile URL. It says personalize the URL for your profile. So you'll see it'll say www.linkedin.com/IN/, and then whatever else is there. And you'll know that it's not customized. And all you have to do is click the edit pencil. And what you'll do is you'll obviously type in maybe your name, just first and last name. But for me, Scott Aaron Coach or Coach Scott Aaron, something along those lines. When you customize your profile, it really makes it easier for you to be searchable through the general search engines, but also on LinkedIn. So this is a feature. I did a poll question about a week or two ago. And again, there was a bunch of people that did not know how to do that. So now you do. So if you're listening, go to your profile, click on the right-hand side where it says public profile and URL, click the edit pencil, and then you'll go to the next screen where it says edit your custom URL where you can personalize it yourself. So that's tip number one. Tip number two is the clickable link in your profile. So for those that are watching on YouTube, I have in my headline section of my profile, it says our number one best-selling book with a little hyperlink that people can click and it will immediately take them to Amazon where they can buy our brand new book, which is the Feel Good Business Model. So this is the LinkedIn clickable link. So it brings up the secondary question, how does one get it? So first and foremost, if you're listening or watching, all you have to do is go down to the area where you have your resources. So I'm just going to scroll down really quickly. Let me just do this really quick. So creator mode is what enables you to do this. So when you actually click on some of the resource section, so if you go to show all four resources, you'll see all this stuff. But you have to make sure that you have creator mode turned on, which again will allow you to then add this clickable link. So what you need to do first and foremost is there's a little edit pencil on the top portion of the right-hand side of your profile. You click it, and what it's going to do is it's going to give you your basic information, your name pronunciation, headline, current position, so on and so on. And then you'll see an area where it says custom button. Now, it'll say add a link that will appear at the top of your profile. You'll hit edit custom button. You'll click on link, and then you'll put in a link. So this is for our book, but you can put your website. You can put a calendar where people can book a call with you. Maybe a lead magnet if you have one. Whatever you fancy, whatever you want to draw people to, because the idea is to take people from online to offline. So all you would do is you would put the link in there, and then you want link text. So you can have up to 30 characters, so you can customize it. If you don't put the link text, the URL will appear instead of the link text, which means people won't know what they're clicking on. So you need to make sure that you let them know what they're clicking on by putting the text in there. So then you'll basically see at the top, you know, free download, book a call, visit my website. So that is the second thing. The third and final thing is your about section. So when you go to the about section, it's obviously below your resources and everything else. And what I'll tell you is there are four keys here, and I'm going to show you and I'm going to tell you what they are. Now, when you are editing your about section, there's four things that you have to know to optimize it. Number one, it has to be written in first person. So you want to be telling your story. A lot of people will write their about section in third person, like someone is introducing them. No, it's your profile. You need to be the one that's introducing yourself to people that are visiting your profile. So the first thing is make sure it's in first person. The second thing is make sure it's at a minimum 500 words in length. So for those that are watching, mine is 1,700 words in length, and you have a maximum of 2,600 characters for your about section. But at a bare minimum, to really maximize it, make sure it's 500 words in length. Third, make sure you literally list skills. You'll literally type in skills, and then you will type in 10 to 20 specific skills that you are obviously highly skilled in. So mine, I have business branding, marketing, marketing strategy, podcasting, book writing, podcast growth, client acquisition, building memberships, LinkedIn profile optimization, creating coaching programs, networking strategies, LinkedIn content creation, lead gen, LinkedIn content strategy, content creation, social media marketing, content strategy, personal branding, LinkedIn sales, and marketing techniques. So literally list 10 to 20 specific skills. So that is the third thing. Fourth and final, a simple call to action. So this can be visit my website or email me or check out my free Facebook group here or join my free LinkedIn group here or download my free something here. Go book a call with me here. You need, again, to take people from online to offline, and doing that through the about section will absolutely help you. So 500 words in length, written in first person, list 10 to 20 specific skills, and a call to action. So in review, make sure that you have a personalized URL. Make sure you have a personalized clickable link taking people from online to offline in your profile headline, and make sure you optimize your about section by making sure that it's 500 words in length, you have a call to action, you have it written in first person, and you list 10 to 20 specific skills. So as I mentioned in the beginning of the episode, if anybody wants to learn to start the process of optimizing your LinkedIn profile, just go to www.scottaron.net to download your free perfect profile infograph today to get you started. I hope you found today's episode helpful. Love and gratitude, and I'll talk to you next time. Thank you so much for checking out today's episode. If you could, please support this podcast by hopping over to Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or any place that you're listening to this. Leave us a rating and review. Let us know what you loved most and what you would like to hear more of. But also, if you would like to learn how to take your business to the next level, whether it's using LinkedIn or working directly with myself and Nancy in our intimate group coaching programs, you can head over to www.thetimetogrow.com or scottaron.net to learn more. Thank you again for your support, love and gratitude, and I'll talk to you soon. Thank you.